Nun beis, amud beis, five lines from the bottom. Second word is gufo. We put a parallelogram on the gufo. Gufo always goes back to something we had said earlier, and here it is. Amar Chizkiah. We underlined Chizkiah. So Chizkiah tells us, Meiser Sheni, Shein by Shava Pruta. You have a little bit of Meiser Sheni, that second tithe, so little that you don't even have a pruta's worth of it. Oimer, you are allowed to say, quote, Hu v'chaim shoy mechul alamos arishoynois. That it, this Meiser Sheni, as well as, because this is the person himself who's being put his own Meiser Sheni, has to add a fifth, is hereby the holiness transferred onto earlier money that I have from Meiser Sheni. Now, if he has earlier money from Meiser Sheni, isn't that money totally filled up? No, because a person doesn't have exactly on his Meiser Sheni money that value of Meiser Sheni, always a little bit less, leaving a bit of space for this to be tofes. Meisvei, we have a Tanaic source that goes till the first word on the fourth line on Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, and it starts here, and then a couple lines after that of analysis, and we'll see our question. So basically, this is going to be a question on Chizkiah. The Tanaic source, Mishnah Maseches Bikurim, starts here. Hatshuma v'habikurim. We're going to compare Truma, which is the first 2% that you separate off of any produce and give to the Kohen, and Bikurim, which are first fruits which go to the Kohen. We're going to compare those to Meiser Sheni. So Truma and Bikurim. Number one, Chayavin Alehen Misa, if somebody who is a non-Kohen or even a Kohen who is Tameh and eats them on purpose, the punishment for that is Misa Bidei Shamayim. V'choymesh, and if you have a non-Kohen who eats B'shogeg, Truma or Bikurim, he has to add a fifth when he pays it back. V'asurim Lizarim, and it's forbidden for non-Kohanim, which is we know that, but we'll see why this has to be taught, because we're going to compare it, Truma and Bikurim, that is, to Meiser Sheni. V'hein Nichse Kohen, also, once the Kohen gets it, it's considered like totally his stuff, so much so that if he wants to be Mekadesh, a woman, using some of the Truma or Bikurim he was given, he can do that. And here's really what we're going to focus on. Let's squiggle underline these three words. V'olim be'echad u mea. Olim is a lashon of bittel. If it's mixed in some of this stuff with 100 other parts or of other stuff, that it would become batel. You would need either 100 or 100 other, 100 plus this one to be mevatel it. And the concept of bittel berov, just like majority wins, if it's got a majority of other stuff, that would not work. You'd need a ratio of 100 to 1. Uteunin rechitzas yadayim, to consume it, you would have to properly wash your hands beforehand, because the hands are shniyos midirabanan. And also, if somebody was tamei and went to the mikveh and it's still the afternoon, that would not be good enough. But rather, he'd have to wait till Herev Shemesh if you wanted to consume some of this Truma and Bikurim. If he's a Kohen, have to wait till the sun set. Hare Elu, and again, this whole list of things apply to Truma and Bikurim, Kama Mashe Einkein, which is not the case by Meiser Sheni. Okay, that's the end of the Tanaic source. Now we're going to analyze it. What do we mean, like these last few words, Marshayin Kain Memeiser, put that in right angles? Well, how so? Lav Michlal, does that not seem to imply De Meiser Batel Barov? One of the things in the list was that Truma and Meiser, oh, you need much more to be Batel it. That sounds like Meiser Sheni would be Batel Barov. Now, Ve'im Isa de Chizkiah, if what Chizkiah had said that we started the shiur with today is true, have lay, then it becomes the Meiser Sheni, less than a Shavaprutah's worth, becomes a Davar Shiyesh Lo Matirin. It actually has something that could be Matirin. You could be Pode it, and we know as a general rule, Chol Davar Shiyesh Matirin, if there's anything out there that has the ability to become mutter, not through bittel, even if it's like it has to be afilu be'elef loy batel, even 1 in 1,000 won't be batel. That's the question on Chizkiah. The Gemara rejects this question and says back, well, that's wonderful, but who says that those last four words of the Tanaic source of Marsha ain kein b'meiser, I put that in right angles, de batel beruba. Who says that what that means is that, yeah, Truman Meiser, you need a 1 to 100 ratio to mevatel it. But Masha'in came to Meiser, what it means is, and Meiser Shein mevatel even Barov, Dilma, maybe it's the other way. Maybe Mashenkin b'maiser sheni is dilma lo batel klal. Maybe you could never be mevatel it. Gemara says, no, that's not a valid rejection. Lo matzes amris, you can't really say that. Why? Because we're listing off a whole slew of chumras that apply to truma and bikurim, and comparing that to maiser sheni, where it's much more makel. And therefore, lo matzes amris, you can't suggest that. De legabe truma, what we're listing off, all these different things about truma, is chumre de truma katani, things that were very machmer when it comes to truma, kule de truma like katani. We're not listing off things that are makel, and it would make this a kula of truma, that truma, 1 to 100, you can mevatel it. But maiser sheni, you could never be mevatel it. That's not fitting for the list. The Gemara says, well, actually, no, that maybe would be a good rejection. Faha katani, because didn't we list off as one of the things about truma and bikurim, vehein nichse kayhein, which is a kula by truma. So similarly, the Mishnah lists the bittel of truma as a kula, possibly 1 to 100, which would mashenkein, that maybe by maiser sheni you can't be vatel it at all. No, that can't be, because bottom line, we now have, we'll see shortly in its next source, black on white, that maiser sheni is batel berov. Lo saka daitach, you can't entertain that as a possibility, that there's not bittel. Desani behedya, you have a mefurish brisa. And here's the brisa, goes for about 2.5 lines and starts here. This brisa is talking about maiser sheni, and the first thing it says, I dot underlined, batel beruba. If you have maiser sheni and it gets mixed in with something else, if there's a majority of the mixture that's something else, it's batel. Ubeza maiser sheni amr, now which maiser sheni were we referring to? That was A and B. We're going to have two possibilities here. But maiser shein by shava pruta, I squeal around shein by shava pruta, and B, ushnechlas ushalayim viyatsa. So either maiser that doesn't even have a shava pruta's value, or B, it had, what are you supposed to do with your maiser sheni? You're supposed to take it in to Yerushalayim, wherever you live in Israel, and then Yerushalayim, you can eat it. This maiser sheni went into, meaning it was in the walls of the city of Jerusalem, but then it was taken out. Now, connector, v'im isa l'de chizkiya, if what Chizkiya said was really correct, li'avid le l'de chizkiya, well, wouldn't you have a solution like Chizkiya, connector, v'nechel le al ma'asari shoynes, and why won't you just be able to transfer its holiness onto money that you have previously from other maiser sheni? And the Gemara, I believe, here is going to have two approaches. By the way, I put a triangle on that word, v'nechal, and now I'm going to put a series of triangles. The word underneath that is v'nesi. I put a triangle on that. The next line, second to last word, is v'nesi, triangle on that. The next line, third to last word, is v'nesi. I put a triangle around that. And then four lines from the bottom, first word line is v'nesi. I put a triangle around that. Now I'm also going to put, there's two approaches the Gemara is going to have to this. The line that we're at right now that starts with the words delo parik, I put a big Roman numeral one, and on Amud Beis, about 10, 11 lines down, first word line is les nehu, I'm going to put a big Roman numeral two in the margin there. Okay, so let's go back to where we were. We said, well, if what Chizkiya said is really correct, then why don't we just do like Chizkiya and transfer the holiness of this pachos mi shava pruta of maiser sheni onto some other money that you have? Well, you know why? Very simply, delo parik. This person doesn't have any other maiser sheni that he was pota onto coins that you could say, well, he's got that coin already that's partially filled with maiser sheni on it. Well, okay, well, how about this? V'nesi, why not then just bring some maiser de islay, if he's got some maiser sheni, v'nitz tarfin, who, and have it join together with this pachos mi shava pruta of maiser sheni and redeem them onto the coin. Well, no, you can't do that either, because de araisa u de rabbanan lo mitzarfi. If what you have is something that's chayiv to maiser sheni, it's maiser sheni mi de araisa, and now this other stuff, which is really batel berov, so it's only de rabbanan, those two cannot join together. Okay, well, how about this? Venesi demai. So don't bring some other vadai maiser sheni. Why don't you bring some demai, which you know is protus, that itself is only a safek. And that might have been a solution, but we're concerned that that is too similar to our case, Dilma. If you let people do that, they might come to us la'asuye vadai to have their pachos mi shava pruta, which is only chayim d'rabbanan, together with some vadai maiser sheni. V'nesi, well, how about this then? Just bring shtei prutais, bring two pruta coins, v'nechal alayhu, and then transfer the holiness onto these two coins of Meiser, like real Meiser, Meiser d'oraisa. However, only a pruta umechsa is worth, a pruta and a half worth, and then you'll have that, ostensibly, that other pruta that's only got half of a pruta's worth, and still have a half pruta of space on it, v'nechalal hai, and this stuff that you have, this less than a show pruta's worth, al heich yaseira, onto the coin that has a little bit of extra room on it. The Gemara says back, well, that's an assumption you're making there, and that assumption might not be correct to be made. Misavris, who says that a two-word phrase, pruta umechsa, if you have a pruta umechsa worth of meiser sheni, tafsa shte prutais, that it will fill up two prutas, low, you know what'll happen? Pruta tafsa pruta. A pruta's worth of the real meiser sheni will be typhus one pruta. The chatsi pruta, loy tafsa, and half of the pruta's worth left that you still have of vadai meiser sheni, it won't grasp onto the coin. Hadar havyalehu, and then you're back with the case of hadar havyale, derais and derabanan. We know derais and derabanan together, loy mitzdarfi. Okay, how about this? Forget about bringing prutas, just bring a iser coin. In other words, a much more valuable coin, and that would work. Well, the problem there is dilma asi le asuye prutois. You might come to bring prutois if you bring an iser, because, hey, will you bring a certain coin, and people won't necessarily pay attention to the fact that it's a larger coin, and they'll come to bring the smaller coins. And therefore, chizkes halacha stands, namely, that a person can be mechala less than a shava pruta of Meiser Sheni onto money that he already has, that has a little bit of space on it for Meiser Sheni, period. We say now, Shnichnas Yerushalayim V'yotzai, put that in right angles, that was one of the cases where, that was the B case in the Brice in the middle of the Amud, where Meiser Sheni, that you could then say is batel berov, if it falls into, you know, more than 50% of some other thing, it would be totally okay. The mixture would be okay. It's let's say it went into the walls of Yerushalayim and out. Ve'amai, now, 1 second. If you took it out of Yerushalayim, you brought it into Yerushalayim, took it out of Yerushalayim, why do you have to move out to the one? You just bring it back in. Ve'lihadr ve'ne'ailei. Bring it back into the walls of Yerushalayim, even if you have a mixture, and eat it there. Well, the problem is bishenitma, the big problem, because if it became tame, then it cannot be eaten as meiser sheni anymore. Okay, well, why not then v'nifrake? Why don't you redeem it? And the havmina here is that you have a shava pruta, it's worth, well, maybe we can continue reading the question, v'nifrake, dam rabba lazar. And this question actually takes till about the third line on Amud Beis to finish being developed. V'nifrake, question mark comma, dam rabba lazar, minayin l'meiser sheni, shenitma. How do you know if you have meiser sheni that became tame? Shepoidin, I say, that you can, yes, redeem it, afilu, Yerushalayim. Now, normally, if you're in Yerushalayim, you can't be put to Meiser Sheni, but if it became Tame, you can be put to even Yerushalayim, Shene'emar, like the Pasuk says, Ki lo yisuchal se'esoi. One of the things that are the Pasuk says about Meiser Sheni is that you are unable to se'ese it. Now, usually we translate as that is, it's very heavy, you can't carry it, you could transfer it onto a coin, but another way of looking at it is it connector ve'ein se'ese ela achila. Says is a lesson of you can't eat it. Shenemar, like we have a precedent for that when I think Yosef and the brothers, this is Vayisa Masois Meis Panav, and it's talking about eating food over there, eating. So you can't eat it, and that would be certainly if it was Tama, you can't eat it. So the Gemara answers, Ella, it's a case of Bilakoyach Bekesef Meiser Sheni. It's not actually like grapes or produce that is real Meiser Sheni that you had in Yerushalayim and then it's out of Yerushalayim. It's rather you took the money from your Meiser Sheni, you were redeeming onto money, and then you bought with that money things in Yerushalayim, and that's the stuff that went out of Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says, 1 second then. Lakoya Bekesa Meiser Nami Lifrake. You should also be able to redeem it. De Tnan, like we see in the following Mishnah. Mishnah goes exactly a line. I box it off. It says, Halakoach Bekesef Meiser Sheni Shinitma. If it became Tame, which is apparently our case, Yifte, you can redeem it. Well, that's true. However, we are going like the other Tanaic opinion, like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that if you have stuff that was purchased with Kesef Meiser Sheni became Tame, you actually cannot redeem it. Rather, I put this one word in a box. It's a continuation of the Tanaic source, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Yikaver. You actually have to bury it. Okay, Well, one second. So we're saying it's a kohen according to Rabbi Yehudi. Rabbi Yehuda, my area, then why did you have to come on to Yotza? You had Maaser Sheni, you brought it into the walls of Yerushalayim, and you took it outside the walls of Yerushalayim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, afilu lo Yotza nami. Even if you didn't take it out of the walls of Yerushalayim, the same case would apply, because you'd have to bury it. Ela, so sort of back to the drawing board. Ela Olam, we're talking about not Maaser Sheni that became Tame, rather Maaser Sheni that is Tahor. Umay Yotza. Now, we did say that it went out. It was in the walls of Yerushalayim, and then it went out. It actually didn't move anywhere, but rather, the walls themselves fell down. So it's basically no longer in the walls, not because it was taken out, but rather because the walls fell down, did nafal mechitzais. Okay, the Gemara says, 1 second. V'alma Rava, I underline Rava's name. When we talk about Maaser Sheni, you have to have it within the walls of Yerushalayim. That is right. Mechitza le'echol, if you want to eat it, you have to be within the walls of Yerushalayim. That is a Daraisa concept. However, to say that once it's been within the walls, if it's no longer within the walls, that's an issue. Mechitza is liklait, to be koilate, to absorb the fruit. In other words, fruit that was once within the walls of Yerushalayim, even if it's taken out, it can no longer be redeemed. That is only a derabanan. Now, in general, when the rabbanan make their decrees, v'chikaz rabbanan ki esnu lemechitzais, that's where there's walls, because like most of the time there are walls. Ki lesnu lemechitzais, but if there happened to be no walls, because the walls fell down 3 minutes ago, loigaz rabbanan. And if that's the case, there's no gzir rabbanan, you should be able to be poda it. Well, yeah, you should. However, the Rabbanan here applied a low plug Rabbanan, meaning they made no distinctions. Ben isnu lemechitzes, ben lesnu lemechitzes. Does Yerushalayim have walls? Doesn't have walls, it has walls. Most of the time, doesn't make a difference. The same halacha would apply across the board. Semicolon. Now, we had mentioned earlier that we put a Roman numeral 2 here. The reason is because on the Amud Aleph, just about the same place on the Amud, we had asked on Chizkia, from the Tanakh sources that had said, well, which Maaser are we talking about? Something that doesn't have a Shava Pruta. So this is a second approach. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, whose name I underlined, Amar, Rav Sheshes, he says in the name Rav Sheshes, that actually, Chada Katani, it's one case. It's Maaser Sheni, first of all, She'ein by Shava Pruta, that doesn't have a Shava Pruta's worth, She'nichnas Yerushalayim V'yatza, that you took that into Yerushalayim, and then you took it out. Okay. Amai, why do you say bittul b'roiv? Why not just v'nei hadav v'nei l'nichlay? Bring it back in and eat it in your walls of Yerushalayim. Well, the problem is the nafal mechitzais. That would be wonderful. However, you took it out, and really not your lucky day, because a moment later the walls of Yerushalayim fell down. V'nifrakei, well then why not redeem it? V'amarava, because we know, it's a little bit repetitive here of what we had said before, that mechitza lechol is d'arais, that which you have to be within the walls of Yerushalayim. To eat the Maaser Sheni, that's a Daraisa concept, but Mechitza Likloit, that you have the walls to be collate the actually just as once it's within the walls, that's only the Rabbanan, the Chikaz Rabbanan ki isnu l'mechitzais, and the Rabbanan make their gzeira when there are walls, ki lesnu l'mechitzais, but if there happen to be no walls, because they fell down 3 minutes ago, lo gazu Rabbanan. Well, as we said before, we'll say it again over here, loy plug rabbanan. The rabbanan made no distinctions between those two cases. Well, then, ihachi, my area, then why do you have to even come on to ein by shava pruta? That the Maaser Sheni in question is a teeny-weeny amount that doesn't even have a pruta's worth of value. Afilu, you don't even have to say that. You could even say yesh by nami. And once you brought it in and it was within the walls, then you took it out. So you could even have like 3 or 4, however many putas. It doesn't have to have that limitation. Well, that's true. However, lo mi baya kamar. The style or the structure of the Tanaic sources, I don't even have to tell you the case. It's much more obvious. But the other one, lo mi baya, in a case of two-word phrase, yeshboi, that if it has, I don't know, pruta's worth of value or more, de kaltan le mechitzis, where once it went into the walls of Yerushalayim, the walls of Yerushalayim absorbed it and gave it a certain restriction, comma, aval einboi, let's say it doesn't even have a pruta's worth of value. Aim, I might have thought to say, even though you took it into the walls of Yerushalayim, loy kaltu le mechitzis, well, it wasn't like a significant enough of a shear, a significant enough amount to have the inside of the walls of Yerushalayim give it that special status, kamash malan, We don't say that. And therefore, no question on Chizkiyah from the Tanaic source. Period. Tanur Rabbanan. The Gemara brings a price now, goes for 2.5 lines and starts here. And again, we're continuing for another daf and a half or so about the sugyas that have to do with Meiser Sheni. Pasuk says, Im Gaol Yigal Ish Mi Ma'asroi. If a man should redeem from his Meiser. Now, the Pasuk could have said, Im Gaol Yigal, if he redeems, Ish Ma'asroi, his Meiser. What's Mi Ma'asroi? From his Meiser. So the Bryce Adarshan's Mi Ma'asroi, I double underline the first mem, Veloy Kol Ma'asroi, and not all of his Meiser, Prat, that comes to exclude a case of Meiser Sheni, Shein Boi Shava Pruta. We're back to this again. Yes, Meiser Sheni, that does not have a Shava Pruta's worth of value. Itmar, we have a little machlokas here as to how to read that last few words of the Bryce. So Rav Ami, who we circled, and a few words later, Rav Asi, who we also circled. So Rav Ami has it understood. When we say we're talking about Meiser Sheni that doesn't have a Shav Pruta's worth of value, that's the way Rav Ami understands it, Ein Boi, whereas Rav Asi, Amar, Ein Bechom Sho, that it's Chomesh, or it's one-fifth, doesn't have a Shav Pruta's worth of value. Rabbi Yochanan, who we have box number, Ein Boi, Rish Shimon Beis Lakish, we have box number, Ein Bechom Sho, and that would parallel Machlokas Ramay Rav Asi. Meisvei, we have a Tanaic source, two lines exactly. That is going to be a bit of a difficulty for the Mandamer who says, Ein Boi. And we'll ask the question, and we'll point it out, and then we'll pause for the shiur. Meiser Sheni, says the Tanaic source, Shein by Shavaputa, that's what we're talking about, less than Shavaputa's worth of value. I double underline this word, Dio, it's enough. Sheyoymar, that you make the following declaration, one line, I put quotation marks, it's till the end of the brisa. Who? Thechaim shoy, mechulal almas, or Sheyna, is that it? Plus, an additional fifth is going to be transferred, the holiness of it, onto the original money that we have. That lashon of Dio. Dio Sheyoymar. So let's see the Rashi, four lines under the Gemara, Dibur Maskel. Dio Sheyoymar, Kede. Chizkiyah, just like Chizkiyah had said, the loyam rinan, and we don't say yamtin ad shalei Yerushalayim. Why don't you wait to get to Yerushalayim? Oh, yamtin ad shiyistarfenu im acher, or maybe wait till you have more stuff that you can join it together with. Tekevan de bechom she like a pruta, since it doesn't have a pruta in its chomish loykachashiv v'daya bekachan. It's enough with this. So let's see back in the Gemara. Bish lamal as well, according to the Mandamru says in bechom sho, that it even doesn't have a in its fifth. Ashav Pruta, Hainu Dekatani, that's why the Tanaic source above use the term Dayo, which is a Chiddush, because even though that it itself, that Meiser Sheni itself has a Shav Pruta value, might even have two or three Prutas worth of value, Dafagav de Bedide Isbe, Kevan de Bechomshe, since the Chomesh, which will have to be added by if it's the person himself who's put his own Meiser Sheni, Leika, then Shaper, the term Dayo makes a lot of sense. Elamanda Amar, according to the approach who says, Ein Boi, that if it itself doesn't have a Shav Pruta's worth of value, my Dayo, what's the Lashon of Dayo? It just doesn't fit at all. And indeed, the Gemara concludes that that is Kasha. It's a little bit of a difficulty for that opinion. Adkan.